Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this time of worship that we have had. And as we now just enter into looking at some scripture passages, Lord, would you open our heart? We acknowledge that you are King, that you are good. May we just get a fresh glimpse of that and a glimpse, Lord, into where you are calling us. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we end our series on home building. During the last 9 weeks, we have built this house. Now, by the way, if anyone would like to make an offer on this home, Christmas present, you know. Otherwise, Kevin's just going to recycle these pieces. The purpose of this series was to consider the basics of having Christ Jesus at home in our hearts, asking what is needed in order for us to build a life that is rooted and grounded in love. We began, as you do with any home, with the foundation, noting that the foundation rock upon which we are to build our lives is Christ. It's not just believing in Jesus, it's building our life on him. Trusting, obeying, and following him. The result being that when those hard times come, when the storms of life hit us, we are able to stand. Next, the walls went up, and we compared them to Scripture, seeing how the Bible really gives us structure and protection. As we follow God's Word, our relationship with God grows, and by following his guidance, blessings result in our lives. Next came the roof, and we looked at prayer. Prayer keeps us protected and connected with God. We considered how prayer is a conversation. We can just simply talk to God like sitting around a dinner table. We then added a light to our home and discussed the importance of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit empowers us. The fifth week, we looked at how a house needs to have a window, and that we need to have a window into what's going on inside of us, addressing our emotional well-being. It's valuable to look at how our past influences us so we can break unhealthy patterns and learn to live in vulnerability and integrity. Next came the hall closet, something we probably tend to want to avoid and hide things. But when we hide those places of brokenness, it really only hinders our lives. As we confess our sin, as we bring it out into the open, we experience grace and healing, something that you definitely see in that movie that we'll be showing. And then next, Ricky shared about the table, looking at the importance of community. For when we draw near to God, we draw near to others. Ward then came and shared about gifts. God has given each of us gifts, and we are to use them to encourage and to build up one another. And then last week I shared about how Jesus invites us into the living room to step in and to spend time with him. Jesus wants to bring that depth and connection to our lives, but to do so we have to stop and be still. In the book of Ephesians, it seems like, you know, Paul sums up a lot of what we've been covering over this time, these weeks. So I want to read just a few portions from the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians 3, 14 to 19, Paul says, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ that is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." He goes on in chapter 4, 1 to 3 to say, "Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. For you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace." Then in verses 15 to 16 of that chapter 4, he says, "We will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." And then in chapter 5, verse 15, he says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise." This morning, as we end this series, we're looking at the door. Kevin made a nice little blue door for me there. With a firm foundation, guided by God's word, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are to go out into the world. Before Jesus' ascension, he issued what's referred to as the Great Commission. A commission is an instruction, a command, or a duty given to a person or to a group of people. Jesus stated exactly what he expected the disciples to do in his physical absence. And in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, we read, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age.'" Jesus tells us that we're not just to be inward focused. We are to go out and to bring the good news of the gospel of the kingdom to all people. The disciples took this command of the Lord seriously, and they went into all the world and shared the gospel of Jesus, and thousands upon thousands were saved. The commission is not just for the disciples. We are called to take Jesus' message into the world. The world around us is in a very difficult place. There are so many tragic things occurring, and people need to hear the good news of Jesus. They need the hope and the life that he has to offer. And in this passage, Jesus states that all authority has been given to him. Jesus is king. And we celebrate this today on Christ the King Sunday. He's on the throne, reigning victorious, ruling the whole world. And N.T. Wright shares this. "People get very puzzled by the claim that Jesus is already ruling the world, until they see what is in fact being said. The claim is not that the world is already completely as Jesus intends it to be. The claim is that he's working to take it from where it was, under the rule not only of death, but of corruption, greed, and every kind of wickedness, and to bring it, by slow means and quick, under the rule of his life-giving love." And how is he doing this? Here is the shock. Through us, his followers. Jesus has commissioned us. We are to share the good news. We are to make disciples. And we may think, I can't do that. You know, that just really applies to missionaries and to evangelists. No, this commission is for all of us. Max Lucado commented, "If God chose only righteous people to change the world, you could count them on one finger. Jesus. Instead, he included others in his plan. The sinners, the ungodly, the imperfect, the fearful, the prideful, the truth twisters. There's a lot more of us to choose from. The reassuring lesson is clear. God used and uses people to change the world. People. Not saints or superhumans or geniuses, but people. Crooks, creeps, lovers, and liars. Man, where do we fall in there? He uses us all. And what they lack in perfection, God makes up for in love. If you ever wonder how God can use you to make a difference in your world, just look at those he has already used and take heart. I don't know about you, but, you know, I enjoy all the Christmas movies. My daughter Abigail knows this. And Hallmark puts out a lot of them every year. Right. I appreciate the values that they show and just their wholesomeness. Well, I watched one this past week that was based on a true story. The movie is called My One Christmas Wish. And it describes the story of a girl by the name of Jackie Turner. An interview with Fox, Jackie shared, "I have a chunk missing from my lip, and it's from being punched in the mouth and stuff like that. If you look at me, my body tells the story." And the interviewer noted, she recounted her life, oftentimes with tears in her eyes. Jackie Turner, now 28 years old, has endured pain like you've never heard. Turner told me in our sit-down interview about being locked in the closet growing up, sexual and physical abuse. Jackie said she was hurting and tired, and she thought about Craigslist. So she hopped up and she posted an ad on Craigslist to rent a mom and dad for Christmas. And she was willing to pay them $8 an hour. And Turner said she was really looking for someone to talk to. Jackie still has no relationship with her mom and dad, but she is now ministering to the lives of kids. And Jackie commented, "For me, I guess what I'm willing to fight for is hope. That people can say I'm worth more than being abused, more than a slap across the face." And when the interviewer asked Jackie why she's remained so strong, she said, "I've always felt like the anchor of my soul has been Jesus. And that's unshakable." In our brokenness, whatever that might look like, we can bring hope and healing to the world. Because we're imperfect, well, we can speak of making mistakes. Because we're sinners, we can speak of the forgiveness that Jesus brings. Our lives can demonstrate to others God's amazing love and grace. There are many stories of how God has used people to impact the lives of others. People have been willing to go out the door and reach others with the love of Christ. Vanessa Roth, who has just joined the community, Journey Home community, to be on their staff, she was going to come and be here this morning, and I was going to interview her, like I have for several of these messages in this series. But on Friday, she came down with the flu, and she was not well. So hopefully, maybe she can join us next week. The Journey Home, when the Welcome Homes that we have next door, have reached out and impacted the lives of many refugees. And you will see there's an insert in your bulletin about Journey Home Community. It doesn't list a variety of ways that we can be involved, other than financially, which is just so important. And when Vanessa comes, I hope that she can share with us some other ways that we can be involved and reach out. We will have gift cards on the tree next Sunday for refugees. We've done that for the last several years. And that is a great way to reach out and touch the lives of these people. So involvement with Journey Home is one way to go out that door. And there's also an insert you'll see regarding the International Justice Mission. Praying and supporting them is an opportunity to touch many lives. And I just saw the other day that IJM has a Canadian Christmas gift catalog. It's all sorts of wonderful ideas and shows how you can bring hope to those who are waiting for rescue, and also has ways to support those that have been rescued and are currently working through the aftercare program. Then you'll also see on the back of one of those inserts about inviting an international student to your home over Christmas for a meal. That's just a wonderful way. These are students over at Douglas College, and there's places where you can sign up for that. So here's just a few ways that you can step out into the world to touch people with the love of Christ. As we go out the door, you know, no matter where we go and whatever we do, there are always people that are watching us. We need to watch how we are bearing witness. Billy Graham shared that, he probably shared with more people, you know, as an evangelist than any Christian in history. And you could say he probably knew something about evangelism. And he said that a spirit of thankfulness is one of the most distinctive marks of a Christian whose heart is attuned to the Lord. Giving thanks is a powerful witness to others. How we respond to people, how we give thanks, our joy, our peace, our contentment, the way we handle problems and setbacks, those should cause people to know why we are the way we are. What is the hope that we have within us? Our lives should direct people to Jesus. And Paul says in Ephesians 1:18-21, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Paul prays this power for our daily lives. Through Jesus, we can step through the door and touch the lives of others. And you know, this can happen very easily. It's opening our eyes up, seeing what's around us, and taking a step, doing something. Here is a video of one way that you can reach out to others. Our witness can happen as we are willing to go out the door, welcoming people into our lives. It's just opening our eyes and taking a step. The verb in the text in Matthew that I read before literally means as you go. It's being open to others, listening to how God is directing us, opening our eyes, like I said, to what is happening in the lives of those around us. It's being willing to do and to say something. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It's inviting people, enfolding them into the family of God. In following this great commission, we are not alone. Jesus provides us the guidance, encouragement, and power. And as we read in these final words in the book of Matthew, we see that the promise that was given in the very first chapter of Matthew, of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, has been fulfilled. He has come, and he will always be with us. We don't go out the door alone. Jesus walks with us. And in the text in Matthew 28, it says, to the very end of the age. Jesus is looking down through time, telling of his return. At the end of the age and his establishment of his throne. And as we think today about this being Christ the King Sunday, a Sunday marking the end of the liturgical year before we begin Advent, we realize how we are invited into this story. And we are to live each day in this age of kind of the already but not yet consummation of the kingdom of God, living in expectancy, carrying out his purposes for our lives, proclaiming the good news, proclaiming the presence of the kingdom of God in our lives. As Wilkins comments, we are walking receptacles of the presence of the risen Jesus and living demonstrations of the power of the kingdom of God. As Jesus enters our heart, as our house is built, he transforms us, extending to every area of our lives. We are impacted by the power of the kingdom. As we go out the door, may we be faithful and obedient disciples of Jesus, walking in closest intimacy with him and proclaiming the good news that he is king and that he is with us to the very end of the age. Let's pray. Lord, as we leave this place today and go to our homes and our places of work all this coming week, I pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Would you empower us? Open our ears to hear what you're saying to us. The things that are going on around us and that are happening in the various people with whom we meet. People that maybe just have their heads down in sorrow. Open our eyes to see the needs of these people, Lord. And open our hands to do your work well and to help where it is needed. Open our mouths, our lips, to tell others of the good news of your kingdom. And open our hearts to truly love you and truly love others. I pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. And before we sing our closing song, this is the last Sunday of the month. We'd just love to invite you to come forward for prayer. Whether you just are at that place where, man, I just want to recommit myself to Christ being in my heart. Or maybe a prayer to, Lord, I need the filling of your Spirit to go and walk out that door. And maybe God's calling you to do something. You just want prayer for that. Or anything else. So just, we have a time now. I'll invite some of the Stephen ministers to come forward to be available to pray for people. And then come forward, and then we'll close in a song.